been located by the word of inspiration. It's been located, continuing on. Not a peg or pin is to be removed. No human authority has any more right to change the location of these messages than substitute the New Testament for the Old. The Old Testament is the gospel in figures and symbols. The New Testament is the substance. One is essential as the other. The Old Testament presents lessons from the lips of Christ, and these lessons have not lost their force in any particular. The first and second angels' messages were given in 1843 and 1844, and we are now under the proclamation of the third, but all three of the messages are still to be proclaimed. It is just as essential now as ever before that they shall be repeated to those who are seeking for the truth. By pen and by voice, we are to sound the proclamation showing their order and the application of the prophecies that bring us to the third angel's message. There cannot be a third without a first and second. These messages we are to give to the world in publication, in discourses, showing in the line of prophetic history the things that have been and the things that will be. Brothers and sisters, as you show this prophetic history, you show the things that have been in the Millerite movement, and at that same time, because the Millerite movement was a fulfillment of the parable of the 10 virgins to the very letter, and that parable will be fulfilled again to the very letter at the end of the world. Therefore, the Millerite experience will be fulfilled again to the very letter. And therefore, by showing that history, you are projecting what takes place at the end. And you do this by giving these very messages in our written publication and our discourses. And you show the applications that bring us to the third, the application of the prophecies in the plural that bring us to the third angel's message. And what brings you to the third angel's message by the context of this quote is that before the third angel's message, you have a first and a second angel's message. And the first and second angel's message, she says, are given in 1843 and 1844, and she clearly identifies that the second angel's message begins in 1844 when the organized churches close their door to the Millerites. It's in 1844 when the second angel's message arrives in history, and no human being has any right to change the location of that second angel's message. But she says the first and second angel's messages were given in 1843 and 1844. Therefore, the first angel's message, she's saying here, is identified in history as 1843. And she says that we are to, by pen and voice, show the applications of the prophecies that bring us to the third angel's message. Brothers and sisters, what application, what prophecy can you apply to